And to me, he says, in heaven and in earth, he says, all power. There's somebody in here to know that today that needs to know that God has all power.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
All power. There's somebody here married with that didn't come this morning because they married with me because they don't know that God has all power.
Yes.
And I told them that God has all power and then they married me.
Yes.
Argue with me. Who got the power? I don't need to do it. I know who's got the power.
That's right.
But maybe you're not touched to power. Let's pray. Jesus. That's what they call it.
That's right.
Danger prayer. Father, Jesus, you died for humanity. You died for me. You are the living God. Hallelujah, Lord. I thank you that you can come right now, Lord God, and cover your servant. Hide him, Lord God, right now. Hide me, Lord God. They don't need to hear me. They need to make disciples. So may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in your sight and in the sight of your family. Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. In the family, say amen.
Amen.
You know, scripture teaches us that we ought to tell other people about Jesus Christ, amen?
Amen.
When you heard the message, it was called His what?
Witness.
His witness. You are His witness. Just tell anybody. We pray, Lord. We work it. You see, you know, while the gospel is sharing the gospel is awesome, and I pray that you finally get this command from the Lord today, because now he's up out of the tomb, amen.
Yeah.
He gets up, the grave couldn't hold him. He gets up, they couldn't beat him enough. He gets up and they couldn't put a big enough stone in front of him. He gets up and death couldn't hold him. He said that he ascended into hell. I don't know if he went there or not, but I do know it was the same day he appeared in glory. Because he said, this day, you shall be with me in paradise. I'm telling you right now, he got up with all power in his hand, and he says, I'll drop the key. And his record is long. He just lets you know who's in charge now. Do you know who's in charge of your life now?
Yes.
If you got some stuff breaking out in your life that you can't fix it, you can't correct it, you can't turn around it, you can't stop, maybe you don't know who's got all power.
Amen.
You don't brag on about it, John. He said, he gets right to the work. He says, go ye therefore.
That's right.
Into all. And teach.
Yes.
All nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you
always.
Even to the end of the world.
Yes.
And you know, we got some Christians who want to open their mouth and say, Jesus, Jesus. That's what they call it. You made it for Lord. Hallelujah. God is treating home for me. He came to save me. Won't tell God nothing about it.
That's right.
Yeah. Many don't even know where to begin. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to be a church that's going to deliver folk now. We're going to learn how to talk to people. We're going to talk about the gospel. We're going to preach about the gospel. We're going to learn about the gospel. We're going to receive the gospel. And we're going to go out there and do this great command. Go. Got some folks going over the internet. Got some folks going over the Twitter. Got some folks going on the Snapchat. Okay, go, just go. I know it's hard to go next door. We've been to the moon and all that, but we can't go tell that neighbor not there. Can you say, come on in? Because Jesus. Only cross the screen to say, Jesus. Y'all think I'm playing.
Tell us about it.
So God teaches us that we have to be mindful of this thing that he says, go. When we go, we find out that many don't know where to even begin reading the Bible. We find out that many don't even know who he is. We find out that many don't even know what we call him. Emmanuel. They don't know it. Who's that? They got people getting confused all around the world. Black men are getting confused all around this country.
That's right.
And we have to learn what we call them.
That's right.
Because there is no name under heaven which man might be. There is no other name under heaven which one might be saved. His name is.
That's the name.
Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God.
Amen.
Preach that grace. You know, and so we have been called to do some work. Amen.
Amen.
We have been called to do some things, and this message, I don't know if I can even attempt to try to get it all in today, but because it's one thing that we got to take care of ourselves, and then another thing that God says, he says, assuming that you're taking care of yourself now, go! He didn't say, well, let us pray. I'm praying. He didn't say, well, let us meditate. All the meditating. He didn't say let us have fun and reason together.
Yes,
it doesn't say it in the Bible, though, doesn't it? But right there, he says what?
Go.
Stop thinking about it.
Yes.
Stop talking about it. Stop worrying about it.
Yes.
You know that he has all power in his hands.
Yes.
Go.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I tell you.
Glory.
They start, something will start happening. We didn't have to have a meeting about every time we had to. The devil was like, oh shoot, here they come. They're crazy, peculiar people. He won't think on you because they doubt you. People being tormented. People are literally being tormented in their families, in their homes. Our schools have become a nothing more than Sodom and Gomorrah. We have to teach our young people. If we don't do nothing else, we have to teach ones that God has given us. Anybody else, he pops up in here. I have to go. Because the devil is trying to shake them up. Young people, I stand with you. You wear your cross.
Yes.
Let you go down there. I tell them where you wear your cross. See, the cross used to be a thing that there was a covenant to people.
Yes.
It wasn't you went there, you just wear this fashion.
Fashion cross.
Jewelry. Got folks wearing it. Great big old one. Next thing come out to work was four letter words, and you don't want me to repeat them. And over the course of time, it came to be a symbol of hope, the resurrection, a changed life, a life that belongs to him, a life that's willing to sacrifice, a life that's willing to give up some things, a life that's willing to do some things for the Savior. You're willing to now go and make disciples. There's many people that need the type of teaching that the Lord wants you to have. That's why we're the church is experiencing a problem. We have no problem on Sunday morning, do we? Well, sometimes we say we struggle, but that's okay. You're going to get troop up in here. You might not come back, but you will get the troop up in here. I can show you a card of 500 stacks of them. I'm telling you right now, they've got the truth. The truth that will make them free. Now, you want to go back and hang out over here? You ain't hanging out before God sent you over here for that one little breath of that fresh air that you got. That's on you! Walk up in here and you think it's bashing, man. You crazy. You know, you used to go down to my grandparents' place. You had to go down this road, up this road, and then a little dirt road, and then a little road that wasn't even a road, and then you got there. You had to be going there to get there. Don't tell me you found your way here and you and God had sent you here. You was good. God sent you on the road. You walk up here acting like that happened before now. If you want, that's on you. He's trying to do anything today. Just for you. So God, I come to tell you, Jesus. I'm just saying. And I love you, and I love you, and I give my life for you. I lay it down for you. I will reason with y'all. I will tell you that what God says. Only I will risk every time that we talk. If you never talk to me again, keep your $2. My Father in Heaven got a catalog size to do it. And he passes me with many of them. Keep your $2. I'll work for the Lord. You can grab this place up right now. You can grab this place up right now. I have a connection for you. And I'm still going to see the word of God says, the shepherds scatter when they're hiding. Ain't nobody hide me. Jesus hide me. Yeah. I ain't going nowhere. You ain't going. I ain't going.
All right.
Amen. Might see me on the corner up there for long. Run all y'all out of here. If you want this truth, it's time to make disciples. Somebody, it's time to make disciples. Most of us learned and struggled, and some learned that we begin to understand the basics of life in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And you know, somebody had to help you. Mm-hmm. You know, God gave the word analogy mentors. Oh. That's a nice word.
Yeah.
God gave you a mentor.
Yeah.
And they were a tremendous help to you, weren't they? Told you how to get, I didn't give you a Bible, prayed with you, and you might have called in a couple times with some questions.
Tell me about Jesus again.
You know, and we stopped needing such a thing as all of that after a time. We just started coming to church, and we just, next thing we know, we're here. And sometimes we would think we got here by ourselves, but there's somebody beside us.
Yes.
Somebody said something to you. Somebody prayed for you.
Yes.
And now you've been called to do what? Go. And be his disciples. Go and be his witness.
Yes.
Go and tell people. Should I read it again? Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Now listen, let's make this real. You can make your all nations right there in your house begin with.
Yes.
Fix you.
Yes. Yes, he can.
I, And after you fix you, then you start to see that if you got a spouse, they start acting like you. If you don't have a spouse, you're going to find one that will act like you, that loves you, and that cares for you. And if you have children, you're going to start finding you have children that respect you. You know, they got folks, people in the guy that got housing there, they can't even close their eyes on the children because they think they're going to hurt them. Oh, yeah. Because the devil has got so strong in their house.
That's right.
The demon has got so strong in their house.
That's right.
That's right. You know, and another thing that when we teach people about making them become disciples of Jesus Christ, there's one thing that I can tell you that is pretty obvious to me. What's going on in the church? Because they won't teach people the way God, Christ taught people. You can fill up a whole barn full of people and they call them Christians. All of them can have Bibles. And I know in some churches, yes, you need a Mercedes to go with your Bible. I know. Otherwise, God is watching me. You can't be Christian.
Why?
You mean your wife doesn't have a Mercedes too? I would put to a place like that. People tell me I just made that up. What do you mean you don't have the Holy Ghost? I got the Holy Ghost inside of me. He's all over me. He's on my feet. He's in my hands. He's in my tongue. He's in my walk. He's in my conversation. Yes. Come on, yes. That's because I don't speak like you think. Yes. And I don't got the Holy Ghost.
Yes. Amen.
And finally, with these things going on in the churches today, you know, I got to show you this one because you probably won't believe me. Turn over to Luke 14. Luke 14. Amen. Y'all with? What's up, my little sound man? Thank you for working. Thank you. Thank you. Somebody say I'm awake now. Pastor might put you to sleep if you wake now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for the little help. I'll be doing better than I can. And it says over in Luke 14, chapter 14, verse 26. And it says, if any man comes to me and hate not his what? Father and who? His mother and wife and children and brother and sister, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Keep reading. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. You would think that's enough, but keep reading. For which of you intended to build a tower, set it not down first, and count the cost, whether he has sufficient to finish it? Somebody say, glory to God. Problem that we're having with this doing, this problem that we're having with this making real disciples, this problem that we're having with our courage, this problem that we're having with our being the faithful, this problem that we're having with just trusting God. Yeah, though he may slay me, God said, I got you, don't worry about that. This problem that we're having is counting the cost. You know, we go out and make all these disciples and make all these people come to church, and we never once. Say they never once.
Never once.
Let's count the cost. And so when the cost comes, guess where they go?
Yeah.
When the cost comes, guess what they say? Nobody told me that. What do you mean? When the cost come,
that's right.
When the price has to be paid, when you got to get up on your cross and follow him. I told you, we had to work on us. We had to work on us. I don't think I'm going to get to the next part of the message. We had to work on us.
Amen.
Because I'm part of this formerly Benoni church.
Mm.
Not you. Y'all being taught, hopefully, but y'all reading it, right?
Yeah.
We're not making it up, right?
No.
Now, you put off a church with people who have counted the cost.
Mm.
You ain't going nowhere. You took a whole mess of dynamite under this chair. And they say, I shall not be moved. They got no more peace. They got no more. No more. That's right. This time they go off. This ain't even gone. They got dynamite in it. You know that too crazy. Dynamite going off in it. I got a bunch of people dropping. Get my rock on, get my talk on, swag and shame real good. I would get gold for where? Count what? Ain't supposed to be like that, not my God. My God wouldn't do that. My God wouldn't allow that. Must have been something I've done.
No.
I gotta go find some place where I can undo it. I'm getting on somebody's street here in a minute. End up in this little bitty place where you go down this road and go down that road and go down that road and then this little bit of mud patch, and then you find yourself in a spare two Christian church. And the Baptist got count! And what you gonna do? Church is in trouble because nobody has counted the cost. The world has lost its tasty salt from the Christian way of life because no one is counting
the cost.
That's right.
No one has counted the cost. Call something to be a disciple. I like this part when it says, you start building a tower, but you never thought about how much the tower cost.
No, never.
Yes.
You never even thought about if you had enough tower money. Sufficient enough to put the thing up there. All you could do was think about it, but you couldn't even think long enough about it to say, how am I going to finish this? How much is it going to cost for me to finish this? Let me tell you a story about this little. Y'all know the story about Pocahontas. Y'all fail to remember now that probably she ended her life by being called Queen Rebecca. She's a queen. She was Queen Pocahontas in the Indian nation. Princess Pocahontas. Something happened to Princess Pocahontas. She landed and she found Jesus. And she wanted to be saved.
Yes.
Because of the missionary work that was being done in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And so she goes to the pastor and says, Pastor, I want to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor looks at her. We don't do this no more. Have you counted the cost? She says, what do you mean? Do you know what it is? Do you know what it takes to be a Christian? Do you know what it really means to be a Christian? He says, I tell you what, you come back here in a year, you read this Bible, you learn about the way of the way, the truth, and the life. You learn what makes you free, and you come back here, and I will baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He says, but you need to count
the cost.
And Princess Pocahontas came back in a year and she got herself baptized. She got herself. She got herself into a church. And she said, I don't want to be called Pocahontas anymore. God has changed my name. I want to be called Rebecca. Did you know that?
No. Yes.
I want to be called Rebecca. So
you see,
no, we don't do that no more. We take it. Men run down the aisle and they'll ask them, can you tell me the code? Oh, we got 14 of them. You don't know what you got.
Yes.
Come on, somebody give God a hand clap. He was doing some stuff unto you today. Church full up with folks that ain't never even know, don't even know what it costs to build a town. I just want to get prosperous. I just want you to be around folks who I can network with. Wonderful networking opportunity. Call me, you want to buy PTM, PWYCB, you want to buy life insurance, want to buy this, want to buy that. Have you counted the cost? He ain't saying nothing about meditating, he ain't saying nothing about praying, he ain't saying nothing about thinking about it, he ain't saying nothing about network, he got anything. And this is not a negative message. This is just trying to get y'all to get y'all to show that so they ain't gonna have no problem finding us out there. Yeah, where about where that road? No, they right there. They crazy. God might go up over there and nobody run out of there. They just stay up in there. And when they come out, the demons flee. We can't stand it. Let's fall to the people. Let's be happy. Don't be happy. Because we can't stand it for you and your God.
That's right. Yes.
You can get so he won't even talk to you. You just tell him to shut up. You know what I say, right?
Yeah.
Y'all think I'm good. That's true. That's true. Y'all say, talk when I tell you to talk. Hold your tongue.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hold on, let me talk to people.
Free.
When you go with this authority, he takes all power. That's what he's talking to you. There's nothing that he's telling you that you can't. There's nothing that he's telling you you're not powerful. I'm going down there and I'm going to
testify. Yes. Praise
them.
Hallelujah.
Y'all might be starting here. You know, this truth will make you leave too. It does do two things to you. It'll bore you in. Or to make you say, I'm staying. I had to put something here. It's shocking. This truth stuff is shocking. We never heard this truth stuff before. And I'm going to die by the word of this gospel of Jesus Christ from you, because it is the power to all of God, to all that believe, to the Jew first and then to the Gentile. Amen. It's God's dynamite.
Yes.
You can stick it in any place you want. It will blow up on them. And it will, God will do what it said you to do. It will accomplish that. He sent you to do it. You are his gospel. You can walk away from there and say, they think nothing happened here. But you got the power.
Yes.
Something happened.
Yes.
Something going to happen.
Right.
Something will happen.
Yes.
Because it will accomplish that what he sent in.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Right. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
That's right.
Just go ahead and light that match and go on by the minute.
Yes.
Let God set it off. He loves us so much. I like the way you said it, little King. And I thank you for giving your life to us. He loves us so much, and he gave his life to us that he allows us to be a part of this thing that he doesn't need us to be a part of. Come on, give him a hand. Come on, come on. People, wake up in the morning. Some men looking at something to do. Some men lying there. Why am I here? What's my purpose? What's Oh, we're going to pay for two for
eight.
Go!
I'm bored.
Come on,
I don't have anything to do. Go!
That's it.
I don't have nobody to talk to. Go to safety.
That's right.
Yeah. The numbers to the walk of life, the keys to the walk of life. They look at you like, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
I don't know. He give you a softball.
Yeah.
And you won't even hit the thing. The folks are just lined up right there at the register. If you can't get a conversation going on at the register, you can't get one going. And they're looking at the books, they're reading the titles, they're saying them all out. Is Jesus real? Can you believe the resurrection? Is the tomb really empty? Where did they put those on? And where you are? And I'm praying if you're not one of the prisoners saying, really? They're telling the Bible? Jesus, help us. Where is Ina? 705 Bethlehem. Unless y'all want to stay here about 2:30.
No.
Well, can't you tell them at 2:30 they can? Can't you tell them at 2:30 they can? Hallelujah, come on. Come and go to Jesus in my heart and house. And when we come out here, we're going to tell them through you, we're going to pile up. You should want this power. You should, matter of fact, you should get into the academy of getting this power. Look at Matthew 4:19. And I think I might have to stay here for a while before I give y'all the plan. Enemies have a plan, and you don't want to execute it, amen. And y'all say, well, we've been talking about us and us executing plan. Well, I'm not there. Because y'all might just think that. I said it, amen.
Amen.
Are you there?
Amen.
He had just called all his disciples. Amen. They were casting, a couple of the disciples, Peter and Andrew, sorry. They were casting in this. Couldn't catch a thing. Somebody said they couldn't catch a thing.
Couldn't catch a thing.
And say it like you mean. I can't catch a thing. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. And they were fishers. And verse 19 says, and he said unto them, what?
Follow me.
And I will make you fisher of men. Follow me. And I will make you fishers of men. You see, we have to stop fishing with the old bait. We have to stop fishing the way we used to fish. We have to stop fishing the way we want to fish. We have to stop fishing just because we want to fish. We have to start understanding that we need to start fishing in the way that God, that the Father has said. He said, first, what did he say, guys?
Follow me.
Say it like Jim Brown actually said.
Follow me.
Say it loud. Follow me. Are you on the road to see Jesus? When you're on the road to see Jesus, you might as well stop fooling around with the other stuff. It's counterfeit. Matter of fact, when you started following Jesus, you might not, nobody might have told you about counting the cost, but I'm telling you today, excuse me if I hadn't told you before, but we're going to start telling people so real disciples will pop up. The dynamite or anything else will get them to run out of here. They'll be holding on to Jesus so tightly because they're following him and there's nothing that can they'll take for their journey. He says, follow me. All your doubts, all your fears, all your predilections, all your preconceived notions, all that stuff you thought you were. Well, all the stuff you thought you knew. All that stuff that's been raised up in you, your environment. He's asking you to become now a new so that you might start to catch men and women who are dying all over the world. And they need to know that you've got some pure blood in you. You're pure blood. You're ready to deliver the vaccine. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
You're ready to offer them the Holy Spirit. Yes. You're ready to show them how it's done. How you can have life and have it more abundantly. Yes. How you can stop being fearful. How you can have courage. Yes. You can be strong in the heart. You can start to wait on the Lord and be a good.
Yes.
You can't tell me things are all right up in the church today. All you gotta do is read this Bible and you decide you're gonna be the Bible that the church tells you not to be, or you're gonna be the Bible that the church tells you to be. Mm-hmm. Make your mind up. If God says you call himself church, amen.
Amen.
But the kind of church that goes out and makes disciples. He said, I will make you fishers of men. Listen, the agent is the Holy Spirit, amen? The agent is the Holy Spirit. When you decided to follow Jesus, you became a new creature. The Holy Spirit came inside of you to live. I don't care what you look at for the rest of your life. You don't let them take your Holy Spirit. They can't take your Holy Spirit. You let nobody talk you out of taking your Holy Spirit. You let nobody talk you into that you don't have Holy Spirit. You let nobody tell you that, well, do you do this or do you do that? You are sealed until the day of redemption. I dare somebody say that you have my Holy Spirit. Those are fighting words.
Amen.
You need to get away from me. Satan, get up.
Underneath me.
Get under my
yes.
That's not how Christians talk. Oh, yes, we do. Right. Tell me I can't be angry and sin. I can't get under my feet. All I know, I'm not going to be thinking about you tomorrow. I'm going to
yes.
Go.
That's right.
Yes.
I'm not going to let the sun go down on my eyes because you may be angry with you right now. Oh, I'm going to.
That's right.
Over in 4:4. And six, I believe it says, not by power, not by the Spirit, not by self, but by power, by the Spirit, saith the Lord, we go.
That's right.
Not by might or by power, but by the Spirit. Not on your own. The Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Not because you're faster than anybody. You have more books than anybody. Have a better IQ than anybody. It's not by might or by strength, but by the Spirit. Ezekiel 37:9 says, this here is the holy breath that breathes upon the slain. God, we got
through. Yes.
Go.
Yes.
It's in you. You live, Lord. You live and it has its being in
you.
That's what Ezekiel said in 37:9. He says when this Holy Spirit can be breathed upon the slain, and that they, this is the real beautiful part, that they may live. And all you gotta do is turn on the TV and go somewhere. We need to get ourselves together. Jesus. That's what he's calling.
Yes.
Amen. And don't step up there. I told you we get money. We're not getting any farther than us today.
Mm-hmm.
You get to the plan next time. I said, you get to the plan.
Get to the plan.
And if you go home and study the meat part of it,
mm-hmm.
y'all be coming up here saying, we're ready for the plan.
Yes.
That's what I'm hoping to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the plan, Pastor?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. This is the age of that Holy Spirit that when you start to talk, it's just breathed on people. And it is the power of God.
Oh, yes.
I'm telling you, you ain't got to fix it up. You ain't got to.
Right.
You ain't got to get no lipstick on it. You ain't got to be dry to it. You ain't got to.
Yes.
That's what. Breathe on. How do you breathe it on? The instrument that we have is what? God's what? God's word. His word. Born again, the born again word of God is what we need. Amen.
Amen.
It is not by man's thought. It is not by man's doing. The scriptures say not by time of old, by the will of man, but holy men were moved as they were moved by the Holy Ghost to give you this word. It is the living word.
Yes, it is.
It regenerates any soul that needs to have salvation. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
So let me show you what I mean. I said I wouldn't get no bother with y'all today. Us today. I'm in the book. For some reason, God put me down that dirt road, put me down this dirt road, take this turn, take that turn, go down there, get lost. Where is it? Go over here. Next thing you know, you find yourself at the pastor of the Bill's True Christian Church. I'm not saying I wasn't a sinner too. But he put it in this road and he put up the flag. Listen, I'll send you voice. Just don't stop preaching. You know, it might take 15 years before we start coming in here. You want to preach? Yes, sir, I'll preach. No more dead preachers in front of you. What want to be about being a preacher to God? Whoa! You showed me what you want me to do and I will do it. And then you find yourself here, down this road, 10,000 churches, down this road, not that one, not that one, down Spirit of Christian Church, and you listen to me by mistake?
Mm-hmm.
You know why you think you found me by mistake?
Mm-hmm.
I think I got to the post office by mistake. Your pants ought to be on fire! Your parents ought to be on fire. Your head ought to stay up. For the white Lord. Lord, here I am, Lord. I found the Lord. Come on, somebody. I found the Lord. Send me. I will.
Hallelujah.
1 Peter 1:20. Y'all can get out of the car. I'm going to need them to do it. Good song. Good. Almost there. Just doing his first part of the baby. Chapter 1. Look at verses. Let me see if I can get this short down here. 22. Seeing you have purified your soul and doing what?
Obey
the Spirit unto
the
love
of the brother.
See that we love one another with a pure heart. Stop right there, though. Stop right there. See, he didn't even say, how's your faith? Did he?
Nope.
We're going to get to it. But he didn't even say, how's your faith? He said, just in case you get built up a little bit, just, Mikey said it, just do it. Just do it. Obey me. Well, what did he say? Obey the truth through the Spirit, which is genuine. That's what I'm getting at. He says what? Love the brethren. The people are dying all around us. And we won't say, can I talk to you? Because we're scared of what? They're going to come to God. They won't call us anymore. They're not going to come by. And that's the price that you have to pay so that they don't show up in hell.
Yes.
Or are you the living God? Spoke out, y'all. What are you trying to withhold from them by just saying, let's be friends? Kumbaya, my Lord. Don't call me anymore. I can't say no. Jesus, Jesus! Being born not of a corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible seed. By what?
The word of God.
By the word of God, which what?
Liveth and abideth forever.
I'm telling you right now, by this word you're born. You can be born, okay? Born again by this word. Then you can be renewed by this word. You can be turned around by this word. This word will fix a lot of your thoughts. This word will fix the things that you used to do and they were broken. That God, we're wasting time. We wasted so much time. Come on, somebody. How much time is you wasting? Not walking around with the word. Not walking around with the power. Not walking around with things that make a difference.
Yes, that's right.
I know. I should feel bad about the time that I wasted. And in one way I am, I do feel bad. And at the same time, glory be to God.
Amen.
That he didn't leave me like that. Yes. Glory be to God that he found me worthy just to keep after me. Glory be to God. He kept on and telling me, he said, you going yet? You going yet? You going yet? By soon later, y'all going? I'm going. I believe I'll run on now and see what the end gonna be.
Yeah.
I believe I'll preach on now and see what the end gonna be. I believe I'll carry on.
Yeah. Yes, Lord. Amen.
First John chapter 5. Hope y'all get that down. Now, yes. You know what's over here in Peter? Peter said, just do it. Uh-huh. Now look what God says. 1 John 5:1. I'm reading. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him, that God loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love him, the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. Verse 1 says, before verse 2, says you got to have faith.
Yeah.
If you can't understand what verse 1 says, just the regular read a little note. You must have faith. You got to have, the condition is faith that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The condition is that you love him with all your heart, mind, and soul. The condition is that you have faith, because it is impossible to please our King without faith. You got to believe that He will send you and will give you a harvest. Yes. You will go out with nothing, but you will come back in bringing home the seeds. Yes. You got to know that He is. And that you're willing. And today, if you would just go home with this new line, I want to be a fisher of men. Lord, like it said over there in Matthew 4:19, He says, I will make you. See, something, see, first, we didn't know about the fishing part, fishing right. But then we didn't understand that He had to do what?
Make
us. You might have came to the fishing boat not knowing about being remade. I'm just trying to reveal something for us now. Go home. Just some time alone with the Lord. Say, Lord, am I made the way you want me to be made? I want to catch some fish. Pastor's got a plan to do. And I want to come back next Sunday and I want to plan.
Yeah.
Give God a hand clap of praise. There may be someone in you today. I know I ran over a little bit. But God is good, amen?
Amen.
You just can't put a 45-minute thing on the Holy Spirit.
Do you know,
they used to think the pastors had a demon when they only preached for 45 minutes. They came to church, they got their Sunday clothes on, they went down there and they used to go to church all day, you know. And when they got down there and the pastor would only preach for 45 minutes, they think he a devil. It's a struggle out there, man. He only preached 45 minutes.